CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. People who've been trying to forget the carnage and chaos of the Boston Marathon bombing almost 2 years ago won't be able to avoid it over the next weeks and months. Jury selection begins 2 hours from now for the trial of bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev.
I'm Heather Bosch in Boston.
It's hard to know what to expect.
Heather Abbott had to have her leg amputated after the 2013 marathon bombing that injured more than 260 people and killed three. As the trial begins for suspect Johar Tsarnaev.
I'm certain it'll bring up, you know, a lot of what happened, obviously, 2 years ago and a lot of emotions.
But she still plans to attend the trial. Some of the charges Tsarnaev faces carry the death penalty.
More than 1,200 prospective jurors have been called for questioning. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Every juror surely will have heard about the bombing and Tsarnaev's alleged role in it, but the legal test the judge will impose, the question he will have to ask, is whether each juror can set aside what they know and judge the evidence with an open mind.
On the Weather Watch, Arctic air is making life uncomfortable across the upper Midwest. It's 23 below in International Falls, Minnesota, -9 in Eagle Lake, Wisconsin.
Never get used to it. You just toughen up. I usually put on a lot of layers. Long underwear, flannel shirts.
Cold air will spread toward the east and south over the next few days. Alma, Georgia is cleaning up after a tornado.
It was just chaos. Once we arrived on scene, debris everywhere.
Assistant Fire Chief Scotty Boatwright says emergency workers had to rescue a badly injured woman who was trapped under debris of her mobile home. A new study is raising questions about the best way to treat youngsters who've had a concussion. CBS's Vicki Barker is live with the latest.
Roughly half of 11 to 22-year-olds who visited a Wisconsin emergency room with mild concussions were told to rest for 5 days. The others were given 2 days in bed. The authors were surprised to discover the patients who spent more time in bed reported more symptoms and slower recoveries. The New York Times notes this small study only involved relatively mild head injuries, and no kid should rush back onto the playing field before a doctor's said it's okay. Frank?
An infant girl found dead yesterday in the San Diego area was from Long Beach, California, but her story touched people in Imperial Beach where the body was discovered. Some came out to light candles in her memory.
It's a light to shine for that little girl who did not have a voice. She was 3 weeks old.
Police have identified a person of interest in the case. Police here in New York are questioning the adult son of prominent hedge fund founder Thomas Gilbert, who was shot dead in his Manhattan apartment. Lebanon, which has absorbed an estimated 1.5 million Syrian war refugees, says it can't take many more and will sharply limit new arrivals. UN official Ron Redmond says Syrians desperate to get away from the fighting don't have options.
There are families now who've been repeatedly uprooted, who are on the move trying to find a place of safety.
S&P futures are down 5 points. This is CBS News.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
ESPN sports broadcaster Stuart Scott died yesterday after a long struggle with cancer. He was 49. CBS's Mark Albert has his story.
Throughout years of exhaustive treatments, Scott kept anchoring. That toughness and determination attracted admirers across the country. In July, accepting an award for perseverance, Scott spoke movingly about his mortality and said his two daughters are why he could not stop fighting.
When you die, that does not mean that you lose cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
And in that, Scott signed off as the champ. Mark Albert, CBS News, Washington.
The Cowboys and Colts are moving on to the next round of the NFL playoffs. Dallas rallied to beat the Detroit Lions. Indianapolis got by the Cincinnati Bengals in yesterday's other wild card game. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP welcome Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, Carborough Police Chief Walter Horton, and Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood for a two-hour forum on policing in Orange County. A local organization is trying to formalize a system of workers in Orange County who are looking for work each day.
The idea is to give a safe place and also an educational place to the workers.
And Chapel Hill Transit is providing Tar Heel Express shuttle service to the UNC Notre Dame game tonight. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the sports world, the broadcasting world, and the Tar Heel community is mourning the loss of Stuart Scott, groundbreaking ESPN anchor who passed away on Sunday at the age of 49. And
another reason Stuart Scott probably died a happy man.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 44 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's going to be sunny today, but much cooler. Temperatures, in fact, won't move very much. Our high today in the middle 40s and some strong winds later on in the day. Tonight, our temperatures will plummet all the way down to the middle 20s. In the beginning of some really cold weather here this week. In the wake of the events of Ferguson, Missouri, a national debate has erupted over policing in local communities. Are racial minorities unfairly targeted? And if so, what should police departments be doing to address that issue? On Saturday, the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter of the NAACP welcomed Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, Carborough Police Chief Walter Horton, and Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood for a two-hour forum on policing here in Orange County, with topics ranging from the role of police in schools to the use of deadly force. WCHL's Aaron Keck was there.
The events that we've experienced in other parts of the country have made it clear that we have work to do in our own community.
That was Diane Robertson, who moderated Saturday's forum at the Rogers Road Community Center. About 50 people packed the room, including several elected officials. At issue was the question of implicit bias in policing. In other words, do police officers unfairly target racial minorities even without intending to? Blue, Horton, and Blackwood all reiterated that their officers don't intentionally discriminate.
I know for folks out in the community, it feels very obvious that it's skewed. But for those officers, I don't think there's intentional efforts to skew the data one way or another.
When I was on patrol, I didn't look at the race of the person I was stopping. I was just looking at the car. I see a tag was out. I stopped the car for that violation. And I'm pretty sure that's how it's going on now.
We want to do the right thing. I don't think anybody puts a uniform on with an evil heart.
But even if there's no intent to discriminate, there are numbers suggesting that minorities in Orange County do get singled out. About 20% of the traffic stops in Orange County involve black drivers, even though only 10% of the population is black. And when they're pulled over, black and Latino drivers are also 2 to 3 times more likely to have their vehicles searched than white drivers are in the same circumstances. Those numbers indicate a serious issue in our community, even if the cause or the solution isn't as obvious. Chief Blue.
We're scratching our head about some of the same things that you all are about what the traffic stop data tell us. And if I could figure out exactly why those disparities are happening, I would take action immediately, but I'm not sure either.
But all three police chiefs said they were committed to addressing the issue and improving the quality of policing in Orange County in a variety of different ways. Many of those efforts are already ongoing. Sheriff Blackwood said his department is beginning to reward officers who speak a second language. Chief Blue said the Chapel Hill PD documents and reviews every single use of force by an officer. And Chief Horton spoke of community policing and similar efforts to improve communication between officers and citizens. All three emphasized the importance of CIT, or crisis intervention training, as an effective tool for training officers to de-escalate tense situations. Chiefs Blue and Horton both said they were hoping to roll out a body camera program for Chapel Hill and Carrboro in the next fiscal year. And all of those efforts have had some positive effects. For one, Chief Blue says there's been a steady decrease in the number of times as officers have had to use force.
Those continue to trend down. We investigate every single complaint we receive, and we require, even if we don't get a complaint, any time an officer uses force, we document every single one of those. And those numbers are trending down.
There's more to that story from Aaron Keck on our website at chapelboro.com. It's 7-Eleven at WCHL. In other news this morning, the Chapel Hill Town Council kicks off the new year with a meeting tonight to discuss future funding for the Chapel Hill Transit System. The bus system that serves Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and UNC has seen big growth as ridership increased more than 100% in the past decade. But at the same time, state and federal money for operations, maintenance, and new bus purchases has been dropping, leaving the funding partners in a fiscal crunch. Consulting firm hired to help evaluate the situation estimates an additional $80 million could be needed in the next 10 years to update the aging fleet of buses and keep them on the road. The council will receive the report tonight, but will likely delay any decisions until later in the budget planning process. Council members also will get an economic update from the town manager. The work session begins at 6 o'clock at the Chapel Hill Public Library. A local organization is trying to formalize a system of workers in Orange County who are looking for work each day. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
Every morning at or before 6 a.m., people gather on a corner throughout Orange County and wait, hoping for a car to come along with someone needing some work done that day. They have no guarantee that they will find work, and even worse, they have no guarantee that if they are picked for a job and they complete the task, that they will eventually be paid. This is the life of a day laborer, hoping for work and a paycheck. El Centro Hispano is an organization that serves Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Durham, and the surrounding area, whose mission is to help Latinos integrate into and strengthen the community. They are working to provide a framework to this day laborer system through the construction of a worker center.
The idea for us is to have a grand opening on April 2015 of the worker center and bring these workers and bring also the employers and trying to really develop a system.
That's El Centro's Pilar Rocha Goldberg. She says that this system will aid both workers and employers.
The idea is to give a safe place and also an educational place to the workers, but also connecting the employers with the workers, and also is the tension between the community members and the workers in the corner.
Rocha Goldberg adds that this center will serve as an asset to the entire community.
It's going to be economic development improvement for employers and for the workers. Because also the idea is to open it not only for Latinos, but for every worker who is looking for a job, and also helping the employers.
She says that this center will allow the workers to come to a safe environment where they can learn additional skills. The center will then provide a network of qualified workers to choose from for those seeking assistance.
When somebody's employing them, we will make sure they really have the skills to do the job they are being hired for.
There are obstacles that still stand between the idea of this system and the reality of a functioning day laborer center.
We are right now trying to raise the money to finish. We need to build a second bathroom at El Centro, and also another door and a ramp, and also we need money to start the system running. So we really need your help and your support.
Roger Goldberg says that they offer many services to the community at El Centro, including health services, educational offerings, and help with translation when a language barrier exists. If you would like to support El Centro Español in their mission to complete a day laborer center, you can donate through their website, elcentronc.org. ELCENTRONC.org. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers, and here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Still no issues to contend with this morning, so a smooth ride if you're getting ready to head out of the house. 15501 still in good shape both directions between Franklin Street and 40, and traffic on 40 eastbound just starting to pick up from 54 to the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, Nikki, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And I'll look forward to talking to you again in about a half an hour and get an update.
All righty.
All right, things looking pretty good out there so far. Grimble Jewelers says they have your engagement ring. Berkeley Grimble specifically is the person who says that. He also has custom pieces you've been dreaming of, he can take care of. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. 45 degrees. Sunshine today, much cooler. High today in the middle 40s. So in other words, temperatures are going to stay right where they are. It's going to be windy later on in the day. Tonight, mostly clear and colder with a low down in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Now, all day today, you're going to be hearing on CBS about how it's going to be really cold all over the country. And certainly, we are not immune to that. It's going to be really a cool week. Not only will our low tonight be down in the middle 20s, tomorrow night will be in the upper 20s, so that cool weather will affect us as well. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the place where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
717 WCHL. If you're heading to the Notre Dame game tonight, Chapel Hill Transit is providing the Tar Heel Express shuttle service as usual, beginning at 5:30 from the park and rides at Friday Center, Southern Village, University Mall, and Jones Ferry, as well as the Carolina Coffee Shop on Franklin Street. No parking, of course, provided at the Carolina Coffee Shop, but all those other locations, yes. Shuttles run every 10 to 15 minutes before the game and continue to run for about 45 minutes after the game. It is $5 for a round trip or $3 one way. Coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL, we'll take a look at a couple of the big stories in our year in review for 2014. We'll talk about pedestrian and bike safety, and also Mayors Lydia Lavelle and Mark Kleinschmidt, who combined for our sixth biggest news story of the year. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour right here on WCHL. Now, turning to WCHL championship sports, for a lot of us, it's been a sad weekend. The sports world, the broadcasting world, and the Tar Heel community is mourning the loss of Stuart Scott, groundbreaking ESPN anchor who passed away on Sunday morning at the age of 49. Born in 1965, Stuart Scott graduated from the University of North Carolina in 1987 and joined ESPN in 1993. As the anchor of SportsCenter through the 1990s, he became famous both for his catchphrases and for his personality. He was diagnosed with cancer back in 2007, but continued to work even after the cancer came back again and again. At the ESPY Awards in 2014, he was honored with the Jimmy V Award, named after another local legend, Jim Valvano, for his perseverance and courage. As a Tar Heel alum, Scott wore his school loyalty on his sleeve, returning year after year to host Late Night with Roy and once delivering UNC's commencement address. Along the way, he inspired a generation of sports fans, broadcasters, writers, and Tar Heels with his insight, his dedication, his passion, and his wit. We remember Stuart Scott, a great broadcaster, a local legend, and a national hero.
You know, this kid is as cool as the other side of the pillow. Three-run shot to left.
It's the kind of thing where you watch someone on TV and then you get to know them personally and you love so many things about them. It hits you in a sense that you were much closer to them than you really were because he was part of your life.
Third inning, Derek Jeter in first. Booyah! Alex Rodriguez, second homer in two nights.
He was a pioneer with his catchphrases. He was a pioneer in saying things that nobody else would say.
The big 7'1", 330-pound brother who strides up court like this after bringing down the house.
Oh, the fun side of just listening to him on the TV. Vince Carter, Tar Heel. Antoine Jameson, Tar Heel. He was probably the first broadcaster in any form that could show that, and it didn't bother people. But he could handle it if it had bothered them. because he was showing where his heart was.
The best thing I've ever done, the best thing I will ever do, is be a dad to Taylor and Sydney.
Stuart Scott was a hero to me. Stuart Scott, Tar Heel.
When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
Stuart Scott leaves behind two daughters, Taylor and Sydney, and a bunch of countless fans all over the country and all over the world, really. Our condolences to the friends and family of Stuart Scott, who passed away on Sunday at the age of 49. UNC issued a statement on Sunday in response to Stuart Scott's death that reads in part, "Stuart taught us that sports is about joy and laughter, not just achievement and results. More important, he showed us how to fight with dignity and honor. His legacy will live on in many ways as a friend, a son, a father, a professional, and forever a Tar Heel." For more on Stuart Scott, including the full statement from the university and additional comments from Roy Williams, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Archansky will have more to say about Stuart Scott coming up in just a few minutes on today's Sports Notebook. The number 19 North Carolina men's basketball team, 11-3 on the season and 1-0 in conference play, looks to build off the momentum of a road win at Clemson by defending its home court tonight in an ACC battle with number 14-ranked Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish come in sporting a 14-1 record. They're 2-0 in ACC play. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
For the first time in a while, UNC head coach Roy Williams was pleased with his team's play Saturday night in the runaway victory at Little John Coliseum.
Last part of the first half, I thought we were really good. It's probably the best that we've played during the course of this season. We shared the ball. We didn't turn it over. We got good shots. We made shots. And we got some stops on the defensive end of the floor.
Having dropped their past two ACC openers, Coach Williams says the Tar Heels were extra motivated not to let history repeat itself.
You know, we'd lost, everybody kept reminding us we lost the conference opener 2 years in a row, so we wanted to make sure that we didn't do that. We wanted to play well, and I think we played well.
Monday's opponent, Notre Dame, is leading the nation in effective field goal percentage at 63, including a 40.4% mark from behind the arc. Going up against one of the hottest shooting teams in the country, UNC will be looking for freshman Justin Jackson to continue to produce on the offensive end. Coach Williams says Jackson's confidence grows when he can find the nets early on in games, like he did against Clemson.
Steve said it right. The last game he was really good in the first half as well, and I think it helps his confidence. The ball was going in the basket a little bit more. He's going to be a good scorer, and I think he's a good shooter. He can score the ball and does some good things.
Carolina leads the ACC in offensive rebounding percentage at 44%, good enough for third nationally. That's a trend Coach Williams would like to see continue against the Irish.
We didn't shoot it great in the second half ourselves, but I think the backboards, to me, you can't say that one area is more important by far than everything, but I happen to like the rebounding as a key thing for me, and I think we did some good things there.
Another encouraging sign for the Tar Heels is they're playing cleaner. Saturday night, Carolina committed just 6 turnovers, tying its fewest in 12 seasons under Coach Williams. The Tar Heels would do well to limit the turnovers again against the offensively efficient Irish, who are coming off a thrilling double overtime victory over the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. UNC leads the head-to-head series with Notre Dame 18-4 and won the most recent meeting 63-61 just last year in Chapel Hill. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina women are still among the nation's best this season, and they proved that again on Sunday afternoon, crushing North Carolina State for a big boost. And Walter Storholt, voice of the Tar Heel women's basketball team, joins us now. And nothing seems to stop these women, Walter. They are really playing well this year.
Well, they are, Ron. They're overcoming some adversity with the injuries that they've been facing and trying to find their way now, and that's always a challenge for any team, especially at this time of year, right? As you kind of get rolling, you get in the groove, and then, you know, with the injury to Zelina McDaniel, okay, now one of our starters is down for basically the rest of the year. What are we going to do? And it comes down to those reserves stepping in, players like Danielle Butts and Jessica Washington playing really well over the past couple of games for the Tar Heels, and Dia Bryant has been hitting some nice jumpers and doing good things defensively. So that's where you have to get the pickup in production, but we're also seeing Stephanie Mavunga really grow, I think, over these last couple of games. She put up 26 points against East Tennessee State the other day, and then against NC State at 23, so she's picking up the scoring. She's picking up multiple blocks. Double-doubles are coming left and right for her now, it seems. So it's that time of year where you're trying to get in the groove, a little adversity pops up, and you have to find your way around it and through it. That's kind of where the Tar Heels are right now with a pretty impressive win yesterday against the rival Wolfpack.
It's tough to lose McDaniel, at least for a long while, and Tar Heels persevered. And I know that also they honored Stuart Scott yesterday with a moment of silence at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, right before the game, honored Stuart Scott, and it was a nice moment inside the arena with that. And Debbie Stroman and I reflected on meeting Stuart Scott. I met him very briefly back when I was working with WCHL. We were hosting a pre-show before the late night with Roy that Stuart was hosting, and Johnny Jones was with us and asked Stuart if he'd give us a little booyah, and he did it right there, which was pretty cool. That was just my little personal moment of meeting Stuart. Of course, growing up watching him too, there in the 90s, I mean, that was my prime time, you know, growing up, getting to see him come into form, and cooler than the other side of the pillow was something I'll always remember. But it was really neat hearing Debbie's stories, who was a grad student when Stuart was an undergrad at Carolina, and hearing her stories about playing basketball with him in the gym and kind of getting to know him that way. So really a big loss for the sports world yesterday and for the world in general. He was a good one, no doubt about it.
Well, yes, he was, and he was an inspiration to so many. But getting back to the Tar Heel women, next up, a road trip to Pittsburgh to take on the Panthers on Thursday night. And what's going to happen between now and then? What do the Tar Heels need to work on?
Well, they would need to work on layering because it's going to be cold in Pittsburgh. I think they have highs at like 15 or 16 degrees for the next couple of days. So the Tar Heels will need to work on layering up and then sprinting from the bus to the hotel and then to the arena later on. No, Pittsburgh's a good team. They're much improved, I think, over the team that they've had the past little while. They've got a good freshman this year, and they played number 7 Louisville very tough yesterday, only losing by 6, and that was a really close game all the way down the stretch. So they'll present a challenge for the Tar Heels traveling up there, and then North Carolina will come back and have a very physical game against Georgia Tech. It just always is when the Tar Heels play the Yellow Jackets next weekend, and they're coming off a physical game against NC State. That one yesterday was brutal in spots from a physicality standpoint. So resting up, I think, is a really big thing, and continuing to try and find some consistency. You know, can Stephanie Mavunga put in 20 points or more each and every night? Can they get 4 3-pointers from Brittany Rountree each game like she dropped in yesterday? They get that kind of production, they'll play with any team in the nation and beat any team in the nation, but got to stay consistent, and that's always the thing to work on, I think.
Well, Walter, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and continued success with the Tar Heels.
Appreciate it, Ron. We'll talk to you from possibly snowy and certainly very cold Pittsburgh on Thursday.
No question about that. Walter Storholt, voice of the Tar Heel women's basketball team. It's 7:28, and now more about Stuart Scott from Art Chansky.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Another reason Stuart Scott probably died a happy man. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. When I heard that Stuart Scott passed away Sunday morning, I immediately thought about Carolina's romp over Clemson Saturday night. Hear me out on this, since knowing how much Scott loved his Tar Heels, there may be a connection. Everyone who watched SportsCenter and ESPN over the last 20 years loved Stuart Scott. They were part of his family. But we were even luckier, because he was part of ours. A 1987 UNC grad, Stuart came to Carolina right after Dean Smith won his first national championship and was in school to watch the Heels twice go undefeated in the ACC. As his notoriety as a sports reporter grew, so did his love for Carolina, and he never tried to hide it. He found time to host Late Night with Roy the first few years Williams was back as head coach, and his style on air allowed him to show a touch of glee or gloom when reporting the score of that night's UNC game. Once his cancer was diagnosed, Scott could not come back every year, but he did when he could. Old Roy pushed back tears Sunday in a short taped tribute to whom he called his hero. The connection between Saturday night's win and Scott's death is probably my imagination, but here is how I would like to think it went. He knew he was sick, and probably fatally so this time, but he tried to live life as long as he could the way he wanted. He would leave the hospital in Connecticut to anchor Sports Center, and he would follow up chemo treatments by going to kickboxing and judo classes. So I am guessing he was laying in bed Saturday night watching ESPN when the Tar Heels opened the AC season at Clemson. And much to Stewart's delight, the game was pretty much over in the first half. The Tar Heels are more talented than Clemson and much, much bigger. And they showed their dominance on the boards and by far played their best on the ball and off defense in a long time, maybe in years. Clemson could barely get into its offense, finding the passing lanes clogged and the driving lanes double-teamed. I'm imagining Stewart watching this blowout with a smile on his face, and after the 74-50 final score that wasn't indicative of the true beatdown, Scott laughed and said to himself, "The Heels finally play defense the way they're supposed to, so I can go now. Your Carolina family will miss you, Stu. This is our chance, Stu. Booyah."
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio and the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine. Do you worry about getting the care you need because you don't have health insurance? Do you have a pre-existing condition or think you can't afford it? The Affordable Care Act provides individuals who qualify with financial assistance for purchasing health insurance. Open enrollment is now through February 15th, so check out your options on www.healthcare.gov or call 919-545-3440.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
What do you do with a bag of jewelry that you've inherited and you have no idea what's real, what's not, what's valuable, what's not valuable? This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and at least once a week we help someone with just this problem. So we have started a service we're calling Heirloom Solutions. At no charge, we will help you go through your old or inherited jewelry and determine what is valuable and advise you as to the best way to maximize the return if you choose to sell it. If you choose to redesign any gems into a piece more suitable to your taste, our master goldsmiths and designers can help you turn the old and boring into the new and exciting. And our graduate gemologists can do appraisals on pieces you want to keep. So if you have a bag or a safety deposit box full of jewelry, bring it in. You never know what you might have. It will cost you nothing and could benefit you greatly. One client thought his mom's jewelry was all costume and ended up with $150,000 because it was all, in fact, real. That's Heirloom Solutions offered by Grimble Jewelers.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It is 44 degrees right now. Lots of sunshine today. Much cooler. Our high today only in the middle 40s, which means it's going to stay pretty much where it is right now. It's going to be windy later on in the day as well. Tonight, mostly clear and really cold with a low down in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, we'll be in the upper 20s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy, cooler, high only in the upper 30s. It's also going to be very windy on Wednesday as well. So some really cool weather on the way. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
ChapelBoro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, ChapelBoro.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
734, 44 degrees in Chapel Hill, and a cold day on the way. Lots of sunshine, but very brisk and cold. We've reached the end of 2014, of course, and as this new start, a new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. This week is part of our annual WCHL Year in Review. We're continuing our countdown to the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community. And today we're up to number 5. Our number 5 news story of the year is actually an ongoing issue, pedestrian and bicycle safety.
You know, you hate that a tragedy has to happen for folks to really get engaged, but that has been the case here.
That's Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue speaking just days after the tragic death of Pamela Lane, an avid bicyclist who was killed in a collision with a vehicle on Martin Luther King Boulevard in October. Chapel Hill and Carborough are actively committed to be bike and pedestrian friendly, but that tragedy was just one in a series of collisions involving bikers or pedestrians that plagued our community all year long. Here's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith.
We've been reminded several times in the last year about how important bicycle safety is. We've had bicycle fatalities, and it's many of which I think could have been prevented with better infrastructure, better signage, better bike and driver education.
And in the wake of some of those incidents, the town of Chapel Hill did renew its efforts to make the roads safer for bikers and pedestrians. Throughout the fall, the Chapel Hill police conducted targeted enforcement, traffic signals were adjusted, and electronic signs placed all over town warning people to be careful in their vehicles.
Our interest is not to write tickets. Our interest is to change behavior and raise awareness.
But no sooner had the town begun that initiative that two more incidents involving pedestrians occurred, almost back-to-back in the beginning of November. At year's end, Chapel Hill, Carborough, and the university were all honored as bicycle-friendly communities by the League of American Bicyclists. But our experience this year shows us we still have a way to go. Turning now to our number 6 newsmaker of the year, and for this spot, we decided to honor not one, but two local newsmakers, already prominent figures in our community, but recognized here for the roles they played in a profoundly historic moment in our state's history.
Well, it has been an eventful year here in Chapel Hill.
You know, actually, when I think about it, it's gone fairly quickly, but I'm finally through the cycle of the seasons, so it's been okay.
That is Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith and Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, respectively. In Chapel Hill this summer, Kleinsmith played host to dozens of elected officials as part of the Mayor's Innovation Project.
Mayors from all around the country coming to Chapel Hill to learn about how cities operate and how we can move our communities into the future.
While Lavelle navigated her first year in office after being elected last November.
Whenever you start a new job, once you get through a whole year, you kind of have a sense of how the rhythm is. And I guess I've done that.
But the truly historic moment came on Friday, October 10th, when a district court judge in Asheville officially struck down North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage. Most observers were watching a different case in Greensboro, but it was the Asheville case that led to the ruling. And one of the attorneys on the Asheville case was Mark Kleinsmith.
Three orders coming down in quick succession from Judge Cogburn that, in essence, then, you know, recognized marriage equality in North Carolina. It was an amazing moment. Of course, I ran home and hugged my boyfriend, and it was a great evening.
The following Monday, October 13th, Orange County's Register of Deeds office began accepting applications for same-sex marriage licenses for the first time in history. And first in line on that historic morning were Alicia Stemper and Lydia Lavelle.
We've been waiting for this for years. I've never looked at the application for a marriage license because it was so beyond imaginable.
Already making history as two of just a handful of openly gay elected officials in the South, Mark Kleinsmith and Lydia Lavelle together clock in at number 6 on our list for helping our community make history again in 2014. Stay tuned to WCHL throughout the week as we continue to count down our top news stories and newsmakers of 2014. And for the complete list, visit our website, chapelboro.com. The Chapel Hill Town Council will kick off the new year with a meeting tonight to discuss future funding for the Chapel Hill Transit System. The bus system that serves Chapel Hill, Carborough, and UNC has seen big growth as ridership increased more than 100% in the past decade. But at the same time, state and federal money for operations, maintenance, and new bus purchases has been dropping, leaving the funding partners in a fiscal crunch. A consulting firm hired to help evaluate the situation estimates an additional $80 million could be needed in the next 10 years to update the aging fleet of buses and keep them on the road. The council will get the report tonight, but will likely delay any decisions until later in the budget planning process. Council members will also get an economic update from the town manager. The work session begins at 6 o'clock at the Chapel Hill Public Library. WCHL News Time, 7:39. And one of the top stories of early January here, the fact that Nikki Morse is back in the studio this morning to take care of your morning traffic situation, but also to tell you what's happening at our very busy website, chapelbro.com.
That's right. We do have several things going on this morning, including a story by the commentators, Walt Mack, right to jury trial under attack. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I'm all for clumped.
That's quite all right.
Speaking,
talk amongst yourself.
He was speaking about the Sixth Constitutional Amendment, the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury, and then apparently the state is running out of money to pay jurors, so that's that could be kind of messed up.
Not good.
Yeah. New Year's resolution, don't fix your weaknesses, improve your strengths. That's by Aaron Keck. He talks to Mayor Tom Stevens of Hillsboro, and he goes on to talk about, making the best out of your positive attributes, I guess. So.
Oh, okay. First of all, you have to figure out what your positive attributes are.
We all have them. Got a couple of new photo galleries out there, too. Night Lights by Susan Murray, a family New Year event or New Year's Eve event that was at Moorhead Planetarium, including lots of kid-friendly activities. And, of course, the UNC-Clemson game. Lots of great pictures there as well.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
That was a lot.
It's kind of hard to get back in here today. It was really difficult to get up this morning at 5 o'clock.
You're making me cry.
I know you feel really sorry for me, but it's funny how, you know, some things change while you're away, and in some ways things are exactly the same.
It's like Groundhog Day around here.
Exactly. You know, it is kind of good to be back.
Good. I'm glad you're back. I'm really glad you're back.
Kind of good.
Yeah. Back. I missed you immensely.
Yeah. Well,
it was really sad.
We were able to go out to Oregon and spend the holidays with our son out there, and we had a good time.
I kept up on your trip through Facebook.
You did?
I did.
I wasn't on Facebook a whole lot. I really wasn't.
Well, your wife posted pictures, I guess. Then she got a good one of you at a winery or something. I was like, wow, he's feeling no pain.
I think my daughter actually posted that one. Yeah, I was having a good time.
Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at that picture and I thought, somebody compared it to Foster Brooks. You remember that guy?
No.
No?
Should I?
Yeah, you probably should. You're old enough to remember.
Hey, don't.
Him.
No, I'm not.
But, I mean, seriously, I mean, I had obviously, there were a couple of us, and my son looked like he had had too much wine as well.
Yeah.
At the same time. just had a different kind of look on his face.
Right.
But, you know, we had a good time.
And, I could tell.
You know, everywhere you go out there, I mean, there's, not only does he live on the coast, but it's also, there are mountains all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
It's just really, it takes you forever to get anywhere because the driving is so slow. The roads are winding and there's a 1,000-foot drop-off right next to the road.
I mean, yeah. So. My father used to live out in Oregon and I used to visit, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
And to this day, I don't like driving in the mountains.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was fun. But it was good to do that, but it was also good to be back. And that includes, taking the red eye, traveling all night long. And, you know, just, you know. So, anyway, we're back.
You are.
And I'm back in the
Yay!
Show again. But, you know, like I said, it's kind of good to be back.
Kind of good.
And for all the people who've told me that they miss me, that would be three.
Three? Count them on one hand?
I missed you, too. Three, including you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I just told you three times. It really wasn't three.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She's telling the truth. Well, anyway, we have... I don't think anybody else did. We have today's commentary on the way from L.A. Kinnaird, and that is coming up next, and that'll be followed by another incredibly exciting traffic report from Nikki, and look at your weather, and we have, of course, the word of the day. We have the clean joke of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get back into that. And today's WCHL Hometown Hero will be recognized. All of that coming up.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night. Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. With the UPS Store Small Business Mailbox Services, your business will have a real street address, package acceptance from all carriers, and the convenience of 24-hour access and call-in mail check. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Well, good morning. It is really cool. It's 44 degrees right now, but it's not nearly as cool as it's going to be tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning will be in the upper 20s or middle 20s. And then the following morning, upper 20s. So it's going to be a cold week.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. WCHL commentator Fred Black spoke recently of the contributions our business community makes on a regular basis. I want to echo that praise. When I was Carborough mayor, I saw every day that our businesses were asked to contribute to one good cause after another, of which we have a great many in Orange County. Without hesitation, our businesses gave generously. I don't think most people have any idea of how much our businesses give all year long. We tend to think that businesses are all wealthy, picturing Walmart or IBM. But our businesses are, for the most part, small proprietors who have invested heavily in making their business succeed. And those contributions of cookies or picture frames or dinners may be a stretch for them in a business with a small profit margin. Some may not even be making a profit, yet they donate generously as part of what they feel is their community and their civic duty. Another group that is asked over and over to contribute to charity events are musicians and artists. Again, it may be a sacrifice for them because that is their livelihood, but they step up to the plate and give generously of their talent, music, and artworks. A big thank you to all who make our community work so well. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coleman Hunt, Toon & Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Many retirement plan contribution limits increased slightly in 2015. Thus, you may be able to save more for retirement this year. There are several limitations and factors affecting how much you can contribute. Contact us for information on how to make the most of your tax-advantaged retirement savings opportunities in 2015. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carborough. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Hills.
Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate is a comprehensive support program for students in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. If you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with a child, then Blue Ribbon is the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for volunteers to serve 2 hours a week for a minimum of 2 years. Contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170, extension 5. Blue Ribbon thanks WCHL for supporting our program.
Good morning. It is 7:48 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, the inimitable Nikki Morse with a look at your morning traffic.
And what's good about it is that there's not a whole lot going on. As a matter of fact, we don't have any reports of any accidents, but traffic volume is starting to pick up. 54 eastbound getting busy from Fordham Boulevard to 40. North and southbound Durham Freeway, you're going to find some heavily traveled segments between downtown Durham and RTP, and traffic on 40 eastbound also crowded in spots from 54 to the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL road warrior. Give us a call at 967-8 8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You got a good clean joke?
Oh, yeah, you know I do. I saved one just for you.
Oh, man, I can't wait to find out what that is. Also, we have a 100% chance of Wayne Pond coming up in just a moment here. So it's getting real cloudy and dark. That's why. Because Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the home of not just great coffee, but also fountain drink perfection. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice, so the ice doesn't melt because they come out so cold. It's guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. All right, now, time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it looks pretty darn cold. 45 degrees right now. That's about as warm as it's going to be all day today. Our high today only in the middle 40s. Sunshine, much cooler. Wind gust later on in the day, up to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, colder with lows in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Another cold night with the lows in the upper 20s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy. High temperatures only in the upper 30s. It's going to get even colder on Wednesday night and Thursday. Wind chill values as low as zero.
Ew.
This is the time of the year where I really start to worry about Wayne, concerned about Wayne. Wayne, keep your head covered no matter what. How's it going there, big guy?
Oh, you're such a wit.
I miss being able to joke around with you in the morning.
Hey, old pal, what did Santa bring you this year? It's, holidays way behind us, but I'm always curious about that.
Well, Santa Claus brought me some good music and, a few clothes and other interesting things. But most of all, what Santa brought me was an opportunity to spend time with my family and have a little time off. And it was really good. How about you?
Well, the good old sleeping in. I'll bet you enjoyed that, huh?
Ron? Oh, yeah, no question.
He's been rubbing it in all morning.
I've been rubbing my eyes all morning.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. Welcome back, pal. Glad to have you back.
Thanks so much. You were the main driving force, the reason I came back, Wayne, just so I could talk to you every morning.
I smell the strong odor of mendacity.
Nikki,
I smell the strong odor of...
Hey, by the way, I didn't ask Nikki what she got for Christmas. What did Santa Claus bring you?
Oh, wow. Now you're making me go back in time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's been so long ago, hasn't it?
Oh, I got a beautiful little charm bracelet, and I got I got some boots, some new boots, and some clothes, and some all kinds of fun stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. What did Wayne give you? What did Wayne give you?
A new word of the day.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to do that again today.
Hey, it's like Christmas every day.
Yeah, I know. It excites me, too. Wayne?
Yes, sir.
What kind of word you got today, buddy?
Well, let's start off on a sort of harsh note here, shall we?
Oh,
this is a toughie. This is a toughie. Right. This is a word that derives from other words all about raising the eyebrow, believe it or not. Mm. The word of the day is supercilious. Supercilious, SUPERCILIOUS, SUPER, super, first part of Ron's old name, Superman, super, followed by cilious, CILIOUS, and as I say, it's you know, somebody raises an eyebrow and looks askance, that is the essence of being supercilious. It's all about being patronizing and cool and haughty. The exact opposite of Ronstadt's is what I would say.
I'm supercilious. Thanks for asking.
No, to the contrary. All right, coolly and patronizingly haughty. That's the definition of supercilious. I thought we'd get the ugly tough words out of the way early in the week here this time around, okay?
Haughty.
I love that. I love that word, haughty.
Haughty, yeah.
Haughty.
Yeah. Did you watch Downton Abbey last night, Ron? Speaking of being haughty, Dowager?
I've never seen that show.
You haven't?
I never have. I mean, we were talking about this the other night. We need to watch all the episodes because people have told me how great it is, but I have never once watched
it. It's really good.
Really?
Really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a goodie. All right, guys, there's your word of the day, supercilious, coolly and patronizingly haughty. I'm glad we got that one out of the way.
You have, of course, been described as haughty many times. Oh, you mean haughty. But
he's having a spelling fit there, Nikki.
I know he is. He's loving it.
I'm sorry.
All right. Hey, well, listen, Nikki, good to talk to you.
You
Ron,
too.
Welcome back, old boy. I'm glad you had a good time out in Oregon.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Take care. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franken Street Realty. What would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it, and if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. 7:54 WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, time now for the clean joke of the day, and here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. An old man lived alone in Idaho, and he wanted to start his potato garden, but it was really hard work. His only son, Bubba, who used to help him, was in prison. So, you know, he couldn't help him. So he wrote a letter to his son and described his predicament. Dear Bubba, I'm feeling pretty bad because it looks like I will not be able to plant my potato garden this year. I'm just getting too old to be digging up a garden plot. If you were here, all of my troubles would be over. I know you would dig the plot for me. Love, Dad. A few days later, he received a letter from his son. Dear Dad, for heaven's sake, Dad, don't dig up that garden. That's where I buried the bodies. Love, Bubba. At 4 a.m. the next morning, FBI agents and local police showed up and dug up the entire area without finding any bodies. They apologized to the old man and left. And that same day, the old man received another letter from his son. Dear Dad, go ahead and plant those potatoes now. It's the best I could do under the circumstances. Love, Bubba.
Old Bubba was a lot smarter than we gave him credit for.
Yeah, well, not that smart. He was in prison.
Well, yeah, but because he didn't have any hopes of getting out, you know. So. Oh, boy. Hey, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you later on.
Yep.
7:55. WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Mary Lawrence, President and CEO of Cornucopia House Cancer Support Center.
Why does this make you feel so good to be involved in such an important organization?
Oh, gosh, Ron. I never realized until I started working at Cornucopia how important support on the cancer journey was. And I've seen the services that we provide and the impact, the positive impact, and the way in which what we do really does help patients and their families. So many people that have a cancer diagnosis feel alone and isolated. They have so many questions. They have such a great need for information. And they want to be with other people who have been on the journey that they're walking now. And through the relationships that are built amongst participants, a bond is created and they get a sense of support from each other. They learn from each other. They give strength and hope to each other. And we know that what we do makes such a big difference.
Mary Lawrence says Cornucopia House provides support of all kinds for people going through a very difficult time.
It's interesting now to see that both Duke and UNC Comprehensive Cancer Centers are offering comprehensive support like Cornucopia is. And I think this is a testimonial to a real movement in the United States to understand that cancer affects your mind, your body, and your spirit. And it's not just the clinical side of the disease that needs to be treated, but we need to see all of that person and help them in different ways and on different levels.
If you'd like to support Cornucopia House Cancer Support Center,
they can go to Cornucopia's website, which is www.cancersupport4u.org. You can learn all about it or just call our office, which is 401-9333.
Mary Lawrence, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, Vapor Girl, we've all heard about vaping. What is it?
Vaping is the solution that many people have been looking for. It lets people have controlled amounts of nicotine without smoking cigarettes.
So, no smoke?
No lighters, no matches, no cigarette butts, no cigarette stink.
Wow, that does sound a lot better than smoking. Where can people learn more?
The best way to learn more is to stop by one of our beautiful stores. We're located in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers. Thevaporgirl.com.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Breadman's? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Breadman's, come to Breadman's. Eat at Breadman's every day.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Danke schön.
This hour of
the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Oh, yeah. A minute before 8 o'clock at WCHL and taking a quick look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It is going to be sunny today, much cooler, a high today only in the middle 40s. It's 45 right now, so I guess the temperature is going to stay right there. Wind gust up to 20 miles per hour later on in the day. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies, colder with lows in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, cold again with a low in the upper 20s. On Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy, high only in the upper 30s, and some very strong winds late in the day on Wednesday. Wednesday night, clear. Wind chill values as low as zero. On Thursday night, it's going to get down to 15 to 20 degrees. So we're talking about some really cold weather coming up here. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News.